Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And this is the time for the Chamber Connection. Tom Thompson is here with the he's the president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Hey, Todd, how are you this morning?
I'm great. It's a beautiful Chamber of Commerce kind of day out there.
The definition of a Chamber of Commerce kind of day. Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. So we're just going to give everybody a heads up. It seems that President Trump is about to address the nation in regards to the war with Iran. So we will be going live to that broadcast. So and you can count on that. Should be happening in the next few minutes. But in the meantime, let's take that time and kind of update folks on what's happening with the Pensacola Chamber.
Yeah. So, you know, it's been a lot happening. We had our 66th annual PACE Awards last week.
Yes, I saw the pictures.
Yeah.
Everybody looked great. Yeah, I always loved that.
Always a great event. We get to honor eight PACE Award winners every year in different categories, everything from Emerging Leader of the Year to Business Leader of the Year to Pioneer Award. And
do you have the list with you?
So
I'd love to hear who some of the winners. I mean, I kind of know, but some of our listeners would love to hear some of the winners are.
So Bobby Potomsky with Baptist Healthcare was our Emerging Leader of the Year.
Nice.
Alicia Tappan is our Advocate of the Year. She does a lot in the human trafficking space. A lot of great work there. Rick Byers is our Business Leader of the Year.
Oh, wow. I know Rick. Yeah.
Yeah. He's done a lot to really help our business community over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Casey Gartman is our Community Leader of the Year. Casey, just a tremendous leader in our community, has done so much.
I've known her for a number of years.
Right.
Yeah. She's a great gal.
Yes.
She
really fantastic. Is. Cindy Warren is our Professional of the Year. She's over 35 years as a CPA in our community and has influenced a number of folks and just a great leader. Dr. Martha Saunders was our leader in education.
No surprise. No,
yeah, I don't have to.
Super.
You know, everybody knows the wonderful things she's done at UWF.
Yep.
Louis Baer III is our Spirit of Pensacola winner and couldn't be a more deserving person
and
everything
Louis.
He does for our community. Just amazing.
He's just a great, humble guy who really shows up and does so many different things. He really is a wonder. You know, so many of the members of the Baer family over the years have done so much.
Right.
And Louis has taken the mantle from his father and really does a lot. But he's a little quieter than his dad.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of neat to see him stepping up now.
Yeah.
And always has, but especially in recent years.
Right. So, yeah, a great slate of winners and it's always just a great event. Sue Strawn did a fantastic job as usual.
She's the best.
Yeah. It's just a fantastic evening.
Well, congratulations to all the winners. That's very exciting when we talk about the leadership in our community. And right before we went in the air, Todd and I were talking that the Gulf Breeze Area Chamber just announced over the weekend that they have a new president and CEO. His name is Todd Tromley, and he's got about 20 years, it says, of senior leadership experience in operations, human resources, talent acquisition, and more, and had a distinguished career with the U.S. Navy. So he's going to be starting, I think, right away, yeah?
Yeah, I think today is his first day.
So welcome to the Gulf Breeze Chamber and to the Chamber community here in Pensacola.
Welcome to Chamber World. I hope this doesn't get confusing. Our names are pretty similar.
Yeah.
So, I look forward to meeting him and working with him.
That's right, because we got another Todd now in the
right,
mix.
Right, and the last name starts with T. It's pretty close.
So this is the original. You are the OG, right?
Yeah.
The original Chamber, Todd T, Chamber Director.
But we have a great great chambers here in our community and we work well together. So very excited to welcome a new chamber executive and I'm sure he's got great ideas and plans for Gulf Breeze.
No doubt. And having been in that world myself, we have the best chambers around in Northwest Florida. We really, really do, with very dedicated professionals who love what they do. And you're one of those.
Yeah.
And then you do a great job.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So the PACE Awards are great. How do they get nominated for that? How do you pick a winner when you have so many great people? That's got to be hard in Pensacola.
Yeah. So every fall we will put out, you know, through our social media channels, through our e-blasts, you know, we get it out there pretty good that nominations are open. So, you know, you can be nominated in one of the eight categories. And once the nomination period ends, and that's about a month, then, you know, people put in their applications, their letters of support, those mm-hmm. sorts of things. And then we have a committee that goes through it all and scores it and makes their recommendations. So it was a little bit earlier this year. PACE Awards usually sometime in March, was late February this year, mm-hmm. just based on, you know, how you have to get availability of right. the space and everything to make it all work. But it was out at the Hilton on the beach. They did a great mm-hmm. job. So again, another fantastic PACE Awards in the books.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to next year.
Oh, I especially like the Spirit Award. I don't know. There's something about that I think is pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's just someone who, you know, just embodies that spirit of Pensacola. Mm-hmm. They're community focused, always engaged, always yep. helping out. Yep. And yeah, Lewis Bear the Third, just a perfect.
Fits the bill, yeah. Absolutely.
And I think I failed to mention our Pioneer Award.
Oh, yeah.
Was Sheriff Chip Simmons.
And oh, yeah, of course.
Chip just, you know, he's everywhere. He does so much.
That he is.
Just a tremendous leader in our community.
Yes, he is. That's great. So we're talking with Todd Thompson, who is the president and CEO of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. So if you've got a question or a comment, 850-437-1620. And speaking of applications and nominations, now is the time if you're interested in leadership, Pensacola. Is that
so,
right?
So the nomination period has closed.
Oh, gosh, already. Okay.
Yeah. So that closed about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
And so we just sent out the applications to all the nominees. I think we were over 200.
Wow.
Total. So,
and there's what, 50 spots about?
About. Sometimes we go a little higher, just kind of depending on, you know, if it makes sense or mm-hmm. if there's some tough calls. Like, yeah, well, you yeah. know, we'll expand a little bit. So we'll have the entire month of March for those folks to get their applications in. And then, similar to PACE Awards, we have a committee that will go through it all and mm-hmm. make those selections. And we don't make the announcements until after the current class finishes their
project.
Everything. Well, everything.
Like everything.
They graduate
okay. right.
In May.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it'll be a little while before that whole process, you know, is finished and gets announced. But, you know, it's a fantastic program. Josh Newby has been heading it up this year, and it's all run by volunteers.
Mm-hmm. And Josh is
alumni,
with Council on Aging.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Josh with Council on Aging. Ruthie Noel, who is now with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, will be the chair for next year's class.
Wow.
So, you know, just a shout out to all those who step up, the LEAP alumni who stay engaged and involved. They're the ones that make the program what it is.
Yeah, it's a great program. I can attest to it now. I finally got around to doing it.
Yeah,
it was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
It was better than I expected. Let me put it that way.
Always that's good
truth.
To hear.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Todd Thompson, who is the leader of the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. So if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. So how are things looking in Pensacola? We've got the downtown project going on. Have you heard from some of the businesses there and how it's going for them?
Yeah. So actually, I was down there Saturday walking around with the Palo Fox Market mm-hmm. and, you know, checking out the businesses as well. You know, it's pretty good activity. Again, we've got great weather, so people were taking advantage of that. The folks I've talked to have said, you know, typically the weekdays are pretty good. The evenings, not as good as they mm-hmm. would typically see.
Right.
And sometimes on the weekends, it's been a little bit less. But hopefully this past weekend and moving forward, things will pick up. You know, we've got the Sun Belt basketball tournament starting this week.
Yeah, so this tomorrow night.
A lot of folks from out of town will be here. And
you'll see those charter buses around town with the teams on them.
Right. You know, more visitors. You know, we're through Mardi Gras now. So, you know, kind of into our regular spring routine with mm-hmm. everything happening. And, yeah, I mean, it looks good. The construction is moving on at the pace that they need it to.
Right.
And you know, I don't know if say about halfway through, maybe not quite, but getting close to kind of that halfway point where they, you know, they're expected to be finished before Memorial
and
Day.
From what I'm hearing, they're on time.
That's what it looks like.
It's looking really good because the weather has been good.
Yeah, the weather's
cooperated.
Helped. That, yeah. that, that, makes a big difference.
That's helped a lot. Yeah. So what else is happening with the chamber? And didn't you just have a business after hours, I believe?
Or? No, so we've got Good Morning Pensacola this Friday.
That's right. That's
at Scenic Hills. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and go to PensacolaChamber.com to get registered. Always a great breakfast, great programs. You'll have some small business of the month that we'll be honoring,
nice.
A nonprofit spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a real sense of what's going on in the community and a lot of great connections there. And then, I do want people to know, so our business after hours for March will be next Thursday, the 12th, because the week after is when it usually would be a spring break.
Oh. Okay.
You know, concern people traveling or
sure.
maybe not as engaged. So.
That's smart.
Yeah. So we moved it up a week. And
where's it going to be? Do you know?
You had to ask me that.
It's a trick question.
Yeah. It just blanked on
me.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I know.
That's okay.
While he's looking that up, just know from my own experience, I love the breakfast because you can go to the breakfast and you network and you already feel like by 9 o'clock that you've had a full day of networking. It's really great.
And it's great.
And you always have good speakers and programs of interest. So you don't want to miss that if you can. And you can go if you're not a member to check things out. There's a small fee to go, but you can still go.
Right.
To be a part of it.
Yeah. So.
And take advantage of that. Because if you've been kind of on the fence thinking, shouldn't I join the chamber? That's a really great opportunity to meet some chamber members and see a little bit of how things work.
Yeah. And you can just, if you're not a member, you can reach out to Willa at our office at 475-4999. And she will get you registered, but it's just an incredible networking opportunity. Always great information.
Mm-hmm. And good breakfast.
And good breakfast.
On top of that, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong. So when is did you find it? Where it's going to be? He's looking it up right now.
Next Thursday
the 12th.
Yeah. And while I get that, so we also have a couple of networking opportunities every other week at the chamber. Mm-hmm. That it's a lunch that's sponsored, and if you sponsor, if you bring in lunch, then you get to be the presenter.
Oh, that's nice.
So tomorrow 11:30 and this Thursday at 11:30, it's great networking again. And we tried it. We call it Greater Pensacola Chamber Connect.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that's what it's here for, is to connect people. Make sure that, you know, small businesses get those opportunities to connect with one another. And, very cool event that we've got some of our ambassadors that put it on.
Nice.
And,
well, what's nice about those, too, is that it's usually a little bit smaller crowd, it's a little more intimate. So you get a chance to have a little more one-on-one time with folks. And that's what's nice about some of the smaller, when you have those introductory events or orientations and things like that. It's really nice.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing is that, you know, especially smaller businesses that, you know, that's what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for their connections. They're looking for, you know, if I need resources, you know, that's just a great opportunity to do that. And our business after hours, next Thursday on the 12th, is at Gulf Winds.
Oh, good. Okay. Which branch?
Which is located on, Garden Street, really right next to our office.
Oh, nice.
Right,
you know, okay.
Kind of across from Everman's.
So. Excellent. Great.
So and so you can check that out.
Check that out and then go shop at the Garden Street stores that are down there too. So this is a Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. This is the Pensacola Chamber Connection. We do this every other week on Mondays, right at 10 o'clock. And usually Todd will be here. Sometimes he brings in a guest. So if you've got a question for him or a question about the chamber, the Pensacola community, you can always text that in at 850-437-1620. And just to give you a heads up, we are waiting at this point to hear from the president. He's going to be addressing the nation with a short speech. So we'll be carrying that live any minute now. We've got it up on our screen. So in the meantime, I had a friend that had that approached me and said, I heard you worked with the chamber once. I said, yes, I did for a little while.
Right.
And I'm such a pro chamber person. And so they were asking me, but what does it mean? Like, what's the advantage of joining a chamber? And I started to laugh because I thought, how many times have I been asked that question?
Right.
But I'm going to ask you that question. What is the advantage of joining a chamber? And especially for a small business, how difficult is it? Is it a lot of paperwork? I mean, do I have to go through an interview process?
No, very simple.
Do I have to be sponsored? To get, I mean, because a lot of clubs do have all those things, but the chambers are different.
No, I mean, it's, you know, we are here to serve the business community, over 1,000 members. And it's a simple process. You can go on our website, PensacolaChamber.com, for an online application. Or again, if you want to come in and meet with us, you can do that. We're at 418 West Garden Street in the CoLab, Pensacola State Building.
Mm, it's a nice office.
Yeah, up on the fourth floor.
Mm-hmm.
And you can talk to Willa Licata, and she'll, you know, tell you all the benefits, you know, get you signed up. But it's, you know, just over $1 a day for a chamber membership.
That's not bad.
You know, lots of benefits. The ribbon cutting is amazing because we come to your business. We do a live ribbon cutting that goes on our social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we do an interview. We do, it's a full production. So that's, you know, right there, that's a great
right
way.
Right there, you've gotten your money's worth already.
Exactly, yeah. It's a great way to introduce your business to mm-hmm. the community,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a lot of fun. I mean, our ambassadors come out. We had one Friday at... That it's an at-home business, so they came in and did it at our office, but they probably
had
8 or 9 people that were affiliated with them or friends, and they all came, and mm-hmm. we had a lot of ambassadors. So it was just, you know, it's a celebration. We want to celebrate all of our businesses, but the ones who joined, we want to make sure you're feeling welcome at the chamber.
Easy to join, really.
Yeah, it's very easy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always say, when we do our Chamber 101 new member orientations, I always say, you know, joining chambers like joining the gym.
Yes.
You get excited.
That's the same analogy I would use, too, by the way.
Yeah, you get excited. You tell people about it, but you got to use it to mm-hmm. get the benefits.
That's
so
right.
You got to come to our events. We've got, if you're a member, you can be on our member news e-blast that mm-hmm. goes out every Friday. You can post your events on our community calendar on our website. So they're... lots of little things that add up, but, you know, really the connections that you make,
mm-hmm.
the networking and everything that goes along with it.
We've almost answered this question, but it just came in on the text line. But what's the advantage of belonging to a chamber of commerce?
Right, right.
So you kind of just answered the question.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean, maybe elaborate a little bit on that, because I think it does give you a business advantage. I really do, because the connections that I've made through a chamber of commerce are priceless.
Right. So you make those connections, you know, you get to know other people in the community, but also when people call us, and we mm-hmm. get a lot of calls like, who should I,
absolutely.
You know, call for a plumber or a CPA or you mm-hmm. name it, and we only recommend chamber members.
Right.
So we'll say, okay, you know, either you can go on our website, you can see all the chamber members listed under different categories.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for a plumber, you can go pull that up on our website, or we'll just walk it through with you and say, you know, there's ABC plumbing, there's Acme plumbing, you know, all those, mm-hmm. you know, chamber members, that those are the ones we recommend. And I, you know, I think there's also just that sort of validity.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Your business gets for mm-hmm. being a chamber
credibility.
Member.
Credibility.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Because
so,
you're not going to join the chamber if you're out there fleecing everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I find that most of the businesses that join a chamber of commerce are reputable,
right.
credible, and they're giving back to the community.
Right.
And I think that is one of the advantages too, is that it's almost like a screening process in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Because people aren't going to be a part of that if they don't have a vested interest in making Pensacola a better community. And
right.
I want to be around, as a business owner, like-minded people.
Yeah. And it really is a sense of community. I mean,
mm-hmm.
when you come to our events, there's just a lot of great energy,
mm-hmm.
a lot of great connection, and that's, you know, what we want to provide.
Well, I'm going to hit you with a question. I have a sneaking suspicion I know what the answer is, because I asked you this the last time you were here, and I wanted you to find out what the R, because all the chamber ambassadors, they have one thing about this chamber is how many years have you been here now?
about 16.
No, you've been here 16, but how long has the chamber been
here? Oh, the chamber, we started 1889. So
think about that, 1889.
Florida's oldest chamber.
Right.
You know.
So lots of tradition, talk about credibility and sustainability. But what's interesting about it is that all the ambassadors, they have all these chamber traditions, and one of them is the ambassadors all wear red blazers. So I'd asked you a couple weeks ago, did you find out what the origin of the red blazers were? Did you find that out
yet?
Okay, that's your assignment now for the next time you come on the show, because I really am curious about
that. Right, right. I'll see what I can do.
Did it start back with the Redcoats and the British back in the 1800s?
No, not that old. But,
where did that come from?
I'll see what I can do, but I can't make any promises.
You know, I know we can talk about the economy and everything else, but I want to get down to the important stuff,
Right.
Where did the red blazers come from?
Yeah.
So we can find that out. But all kidding aside, if you're listening this morning and you're on the fence, go in and talk to Willa. Set up an appointment and talk to Todd. I mean, you've been there 16 years.
The chamber, total 11 role. So.
Yes, you've been. But again, you know a lot about the community, and it's important to get to know the leadership in the community.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that we're really leaning into this year. Our theme is advocacy in action. Mm-hmm. We're doing a lot in terms of standing up for the business community. We've already engaged on the LOST, which is local option sales tax. That will be on the ballot in November. Our board has endorsed supporting that again. That's $50 million a year that goes to infrastructure in our community. So you talk about roads, you talk about flood mitigation, things like that. And if this doesn't pass, that's $50 million that goes away, that falls on the county. And about a third of that is paid for by tourists from out-of-towners that come and spend money in our community. So that's something that's very important to, you know, making sure that we maintain our infrastructure and not put any additional burden on the county budget that this would cause. So that's something that we've advocated for. We've working with Mike Kohler and the county commission, advocating for Coast Guard training facility at NAS Pensacola.
That would be huge.
Apparently, kind of moving along in that process. So there's still a ways to go, but hopefully we can, get that here. That'd be a great boost to the base and also our economy. So things like that are important, and we're going to continue to keep an eye on those types of issues and weigh in as the business community to support where we need to.
I think it's fantastic that you're doing that. I mean, because that means that's when someone was asking, what's the advantage of being a member? If I'm running my own business, I'm focused on that business. But it's really important to have someone that can advocate for me and be my voice in politics, in the government. And that's something that you're able to do when you send out an endorsement like that.
Right.
It really does support all the businesses, large and small, in our area. And having that voice is critical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes a difference.
Yeah. I think if we're speaking as a community on these issues, it's going to make a big difference.
Absolutely. I love that y'all are taking advocacy in action.
Yeah.
I think that's a great, great theme for the year.
Yeah.
Really great. And if you have an issue that you're concerned about, you can bring that to Todd. They can bring it to you and talk to you about it.
Yeah, we have an advocacy committee.
Oh, you do?
That meets every month.
Okay.
And, we will look at issues that impact the business community and make recommendations to our board of directors. And that's, if we advocate, if we endorse something, it's, gone through a thorough vetting and make sure that this is something that, is going to be positive for the business community. But, if you have something that you see in our community that needs to be addressed, bring it to us.
Okay. So we got about a minute left, sir. Anything you want to mention again or one more time before we go?
Yeah, I'll just say again, Good Morning Pensacola breakfast this Friday at Scenic Hills Country Club, 7:30, doors open for networking. You can go to PensacolaChamber.com to register for that. And then Business After Hours next Thursday, the 12th, at Gulf Winds on Garden Street. Always great networking.
And fun, plain fun.
It's just fun. Yeah,
just a lot of fun.
It's very relaxing. Just, enjoy yourself after work and meet a lot of great folks.
Mm-hmm. And then you do have an email list for people that even are non-members, correct? That they can get the newsletter?
If you want to be on our email distribution list, just send us your information at news@PensacolaChamber.com, and we will add you to that. It'll have all of our events.
Mm-hmm.
different information and that sort of thing. So,
and that would be one of the advantages as a member, you can advertise in that.
Right. You can post on that.
Right.
So, but gotta be a member.
How many people? What? A couple thousand?
It goes to over 5,000.
Wow.
Unique. Yeah.
Okay. That works for me.
Yeah. So, thank you.
Thank you, Todd Thompson with the Pensacola, Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. What's that website one more time?
PensacolaChamber.com.
All right, Todd. Thank you so much for being here on Monday. I look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks. I'm going to find out where those redcoats came from.
I'll do some digging.
All right. Thank you so much. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a few minutes.